Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome back to Edgecast Mini. Hope you're having a good time following along in the Fuel Bible Reading Program with us. And I trust that's being a big help to you in your walk with the Lord. Today, we're back in the studio with another podcast for you. And we got some brand new podcast equipment. So hopefully you can hear all the wonderful little nuances of my voice with extreme clarity. My wife is laughing at me right now because our studio is actually the room in my house where my computer is. But anyway, today I want to talk to you about a passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 32. This is the story of where Jesus comes out to the disciples walking on the water, and Peter sees him and actually asks Jesus to tell him to come and walk out on the water too, if it's really Jesus. And so he does, and Peter begins to walk. And pretty soon, though, the story goes, Peter begins to actually sink in the midst of the waves and the storm and everything else. And, you know, I think this can relate to a lot of us in our lives when we start to step out to try to do new things for God, and we begin to face difficulties and situations we didn't really expect at the beginning. It's quite interesting if you've ever seen a little child take some of their first steps or just when they're just beginning to walk, and you'll see this in a lot of them, that they can manage to keep walking and stay stable as long as they fix their eyes on where they're going. They'll just stay looking straight ahead at their parents or straight ahead at the table, but the minute they look somewhere else, they lose their balance. They lose a bit of that focus. And in the same way, you know, many times we're kind of like Peter, and we can be in the boat, and yet maybe at a youth service or in your devotion time or, you know, at some point in your life, you feel like God calls you out to new things. And suddenly a new faith is in your heart. And just like Peter, you're saying, Jesus, call me out. Lord, I want to do something great for you. I want to do something no one's ever done. And so you begin to step out in faith. And for you, maybe stepping out in faith is praying for your family. Maybe it's believing God for your one, or sharing your faith with your classmates or fellow employees in your workplace. But whatever it is, as you begin to do those things, many times in the midst of those new things, we also face new challenges. And sometimes those challenges can be so discouraging to us. And when we begin to shift our focus to the natural things around us, we lose sight of the spiritual truths in our heart. We see the difficulties. We see how impossible it is. Maybe there's discouragement because it started off good, but it's just like everything's a battle right now. And yet we've got to remember something, that even though the environment around us changes, the God that we serve never changes. You know, Jesus still had the power to sustain Peter, even in the midst of the storm. But because Peter wasn't thinking about Jesus and his power, his goodness and his greatness, and he was just looking at the storm and his own weakness, he began to sink. And just like that today, if as you're thinking about the word that you've read today and going about your day, I want you to remember something, that the plans that God has given you and the calling that he's called you to, as he's called you in different ways to get out of the boat, as he's called you in different ways to step out on the water, do some new things, have faith in him, that the same God that called you is the same God that's going to sustain you through it, that he hasn't changed, his power hasn't changed, his opinion hasn't changed. And so today, you know, as you're beginning to meditate on the word and in whatever you do, I want you to be encouraged and just rise up in faith and know that God is with you. He's not going to let you go. And that if you would just fix your eyes on his promise, on his word, on what he's given to you and what he has for you, that you will see him come through with you, and you can get victory through faith in every area of your life. So whatever you're dealing with today, don't think about the storm, and take a moment, I think, not even to focus on the negative things. Maybe, you know, maybe you're even in a bad mood just because it's the morning time, but whatever you're facing, just get your eyes on Jesus and know that God is with you. And if he's with you, there is nothing that can stop you.